Good morning.
大家早上好。
And let's begin with prayer.
让我们用祷告来开始。
Lord, we thank you that you are alive.
主啊，因你活着，我们献上感恩。
Because you sent your son into our world, because he lives, we have hope even in uncertain times.
主啊，你差你的爱子来到我们这个世界。因他活着，即使在不确定的时候，我们也满怀盼望。
I ask this morning that as we look at your word, that you will speak to us.
主啊，今天早上我们祈求你，当我们来学习你的话语的时候，你对我们说话。
Wherever we are scattered around, would your spirit unite us?
主啊，不管我们在何处，你的圣灵让我们连接在一起。
And help us to hear your voice.
帮助我们听见你的声音。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to begin by having you read Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 11.
我们在开始的时候想先一起来看一下《使徒行传》第一章。
And if you can just read it in Chinese, that will be easy.
You mean chapter 1, verse 1 to 11?
Chapter 1, verse 6 to 11.
Okay.
Acts chapter 1, verse 6 to 11.
使徒行传第一章6到11节这样说，他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候、日期，不是你们可以知道的。但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣，站在旁边，说：加利利人哪、啊！你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
Thank you. Over the past few weeks, I felt that in 2021, I should go through the book of Acts.
在过去的几周，我常想说在2021年，我想要把使徒行传再看一遍。
I should probably tell you I've never taught or preached in depth from the book of Acts before.
老师跟你们说，我从来都没有很深入的来教导，或者说根据使徒行传来布道。
So I'll be learning this along with you.
所以我也是在边讲和你们一起在学习。
But Pastor Zhao has told us that a big focus this year is about discipleship.
但是周牧师告诉我们，今年的一个中心是关于门徒训练。
And I think the book of Acts has some very important lessons for teaching us how to live as disciples and how to make disciples.
我想使徒行传当中有很多宝贵的信息能够告诉我们如何像一个使徒一样的活着。并且如何来培养使徒，培养门徒。
And so for the next few months, when I preach, I want to be looking in the book of Acts.
所以接下来的一段时间，
I'm going to be preaching from the book of Acts.
所以接下来的一段时间，我将主要来针对《使徒行传》来讲我的信息。
In trying to prepare for this, I've been reading through the book of Acts over and over.
所以在预备信息的过程中，我就一遍一遍的来读《使徒行传》。
I found out it takes about 3 hours to read the whole book.
我就发现要把《使徒行传》通读一遍，大概要花三个小时。
So if you want to join me, if you just spend 10 minutes a day, you can read through the book of Acts in a month.
所以你愿意跟我一起的话，你每天花十分钟来读《使徒行传》，大概一个月你就可以通读一遍了。
Now, for those of you who are good at math, there are 28 chapters in Acts. There's only 12 months, so I'm not going to try to cover every chapter.
如果你们数学学得好，你们知道《使徒行传》里面一共28章，而我们一年只有12个月，所以我不可能把每一章都覆盖到。
But I'm going to at least try to hit some of the main ideas over the next several months.
但是我想至少在接下来的几个月，我会主要讲一些其中的重要的信息。
Today, I want to start in chapter 1 with the disciples right after Jesus left.
就今天我想从第一章开始，我们讲到的就是主耶稣升天之后这些门徒的反应。
He has ascended to heaven, and you can imagine their confusion.
耶稣升天的时候，你们能够想象这些门徒他们的迷惑，他们的反应。
They've left everything to follow Jesus, and now he's gone.
这些门徒们，他们抛下一切来跟随耶稣，现在耶稣却不见了。
They were expecting a political kingdom, they were expecting power, and instead there's persecution.
他们期待一个政治的王国，他们期待能够掌权有权力，但他们现在却面对逼迫。
In fact, the very last question they ask Jesus shows how confused they are.
实际上，他们在问耶稣升天之前问的最后一个问题，就显示他们当时是有多么的困惑。
You just read it.
就是我们刚才读到的这个问题。
Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?
说主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？
They are looking for a particular kind of kingdom.
他们在期待一个很具体具象的国家。
A political kingdom.
一个政治的王国。
A Jewish kingdom.
一个犹太王国。
And a kingdom that is going to come right now.
而且这个国他们想要的就是现在就实现。
Now maybe you can remember when you were a little child.
或许你能想到当你还是个孩子的时候。
Sometime when you were expecting a particular Christmas gift.
有时候你就期待着某一个很具体的圣诞礼物。
Instead you got something different.
而你得到的却是完全不一样的东西。
I kind of think that's what happened to the disciples.
我想好像使徒们现在所经历的就是这样子。
They were expecting a political kingdom, and instead they get a spiritual kingdom.
他们期待的是地上的这个政治的国度，但他们其实得到的是属灵的国度。
They were expecting it to happen right now, and instead it's going to spread very slowly.
他们期待这个国度立即降临，但实际上这个国度却是在逐渐的演进过程中。
And probably the biggest surprise was they were expecting it to be just for Jews, and instead it's open to Gentiles.
或许对他们来说最意想不到的就是他们期待这个国度是只为犹太人的，但是没有想到这个国度也为向外邦人敞开大门。
Everything was different than what they were expecting.
每件事和他们期待的都不一样。
I started reading through Acts on January 1.
我从1月1号的时候开始来读使徒行传。
And as I read, I realized that year, that time looked a lot like 2021.
当我读的时候，我就发现他们当时的那个时代，他们当时那个年代，非常像我们今天的2021年。
A world that was very confusing.
一个让人非常困惑的世界。
They had put all of their hopes in Jerusalem.
这些门徒们，他们把他们全部的盼望建立在耶路撒冷。
And so they're very confused when Jesus doesn't overthrow Rome.
所以当主耶稣没有推翻罗马统治的时候，他们就很困惑。
And today, many people are very confused by the situation in our world.
而今天我们很多人对我们现在这个世界的一些境况感到困惑。
They were frightened. They were afraid of persecution.
他们很害怕，害怕逼迫。
And today, many people are afraid of COVID, of the economy, of all the things, all of the uncertainty of our world.
如今我们和过去的门徒一样，也有各样的恐惧。我们害怕这个新冠病毒，害怕经济的不稳定，我们有对不确定的这种恐惧恐慌。
And they were disappointed.
而门徒们当时也很失望。
They thought that Jesus was going to solve all their problems.
他们以为主耶稣会解决他们所有的问题。
And I wonder if Peter said,When I left my boats back there, things have been getting worse ever since.
我想彼得甚至可能都说了，自从我离开我那条船，就事情就变得越来越糟。
And there are Christians who hear some television evangelists say, if you become a Christian, God will solve all your problems.
我想也有些基督徒如今听到这些电视里的布道家说，你如果信耶稣，你的一切问题都会被解决的。
He'll fix your marriage.
你的婚姻问题也会得到解决。
He'll heal you of any sickness.
你有这个健康问题也会得到医治。
He'll make sure you have plenty of money.
你也会变得很有钱。
And so you follow Jesus.
于是你就决定要跟随耶稣。
And you have a fight with your wife.
但是你依旧和你妻子有争执。
Your kids throw a temper tantrum.
然后你的孩子也大发脾气。
You get sick,
你还是生病,
and you lose your job,
甚至失业,
and you say, God, what's wrong?
然后你说,神啊,这怎么回事呢?
I'm confused, I'm frustrated.
我很困惑,我真是不知道该怎么办。
This morning, starting in Acts, I want to look at what do you do when you don't know what to do?
因为今天早上当我们来看使徒行传的时候，我想和大家分享，当你不知道该怎么办的时候，该如何做。
When you're trying to follow Jesus and live as a disciple,
当你想要跟随耶稣去做门徒的时候，
and you look around you and you're confused and frustrated.
但你环顾四周，你真的是满脸的疑惑，满心的茫然。
What do you do?
这个时候你该怎么办呢?
The first thing I want you to see to do is in verse 12.
我想告诉大家第一件你可以做的事情在第十二节。
Then they returned to Jerusalem.
说他们从那里回到耶路撒冷去。
That's it.
就这么简单。
They don't know all that's going to happen.
门徒们不知道将会发生什么。
But they can take one step.
但是有一件事是他们可以做的。
And so the first thing I want you to see is that when you don't know what to do, you obey what you already know.
所以我想让大家看到的第一件事是，当你不知道该怎么做的时候，顺服你。
You see, back in verse 4, Jesus said, wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes.
因为在第一章第四节，耶稣吩咐他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的圣灵。”
And so, even if they don't know what to do, they can do that.
所以，即使他们不知道接下来该怎么办，这也是他们可以做的。
I love the little story in John chapter 21.
我很喜欢这个约翰福音二十一章的这个小故事。
Jesus has come back, and he is visiting with Peter.
主耶稣向彼得显现。
He has said to Peter, I want you to feed my sheep.
他对彼得说，你喂养我的小羊。
And then he said, Peter, let me tell you how you're going to die.
然后他接下来说，彼得让我告诉你，你会如何的死。
They're going to stretch out your hands.
说你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上。
That means they will crucify you just like they did me.
意思就是说他们会像钉死我一样的把你钉死。
Well, they're walking together, talking.
然后他们就边走边聊的时候。
And Peter turns and he sees John following behind them.
彼得回头看到约翰正跟着他们。
And he says, Jesus, what about that man?
然后他就说主啊这人将来如何呢?
What will happen to him?
他将来会怎么样呢?
And Jesus says,
然后主耶稣说
What is that to you?
与你何干
You follow me.
你跟从我吧。
In other words, Peter, mind your own business.
换句话说就是彼得你管好你自己的事儿就好了。
You leave John to me and you just do what I tell you.
约翰怎么样是我的事儿你就按着我所告诉你的去做就好了。
So we come to Acts 1.
所以我们看到使徒行传第一章。
Jesus has ascended.
耶稣升天之后。
And I imagine the disciples looking at each other and saying, what do we do now?
我能想象门徒们互相看着彼此说那我们现在怎么办呢
And finally, someone, I think it was probably Peter.
然后最后有一个人我想可能是彼得
says, well, Jesus said to wait in Jerusalem.
他说耶稣说我们要等在耶路撒冷。
So I guess that's what we better do.
所以我想我们最好这么做。
So they returned to Jerusalem.
于是他们回到了耶路撒冷。
When they didn't know what to do,
当他们不知道该做什么的时候,
they obeyed the little bit they already knew to do.
他们就遵循他们已经知道的那一步去行。
And let me say to you,
所以让我来告诉你们,
when we're confused and we don't know what to do, we can obey what we already know.
当我们满心困惑不知道该怎么办的时候我们可以顺服我们已经知道的。
Psalm 119 says, Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path.
诗篇119篇说你的话是我脚前的灯是我路上的光。
But I've said to you before, that's not a big high-powered lantern that shows way down the road.
但是我之前和大家分享过这个灯不是一个超大的灯能照到很远很远的未来。
It was a little foot lamp that showed one step at a time.
而是一个脚前的小小的一盏灯能照亮你前面下一步该往哪里走。
But here's the problem for you and me.
但是对你我来说问题是什么呢?
I find that it is easier to make big plans for the future than it is to take small steps today.
我觉得对我来说做一个关于未来的大计划很容易而做今天该做的这些小事而很难。
We have big ideas about what we're going to do with our life.
我们总是有这种我要如何来控制或者做我的人生的这样的大计划。
But we struggle with God's commands for today.
但是我们在遵循神对我们今天的命令的时候常常有各样的挣扎。
I have talked to fathers.
我曾经
say, I want my children to remember me as a great influence on their life.
这些父亲们说我希望我的孩子能够记得我是他们生命中很重要的影响。
But they won't spend 15 minutes a day in conversation with them.
但是这些父亲们却不愿意每天花十五分钟和孩子们聊聊天。
Husbands and wives who hope to celebrate their 50th anniversary someday.
丈夫和妻子们，他们期待着有一天能一起庆祝结婚五十周年的纪念日。
But they don't treat each other with love and care today.
但是在今天的生活中，他们没有向彼此展现爱与关怀。
Christians who hope to be spiritually mature disciples and leaders.
基督徒们希望成为属灵成熟的门徒，成为领袖。
But they won't spend 20 minutes a day reading the Bible and praying.
但他们却不愿意每天花20分钟来读经祷告。
They won't join in small group meetings.
不愿意参加小组的聚会。
They won't obey God in little things of life.
他们不愿意在生活的小事上来顺服神。
The first step towards those big plans we have.
要完成那些大目标的第一步。
Is to obey God in the little things.
就是在各样的小事上来顺服神。
In 2021, the first thing to do.
所以当我们进入21年的时候，
Obey what you already know.
我们能做的第一件事就是顺服我们已经知道的。
But there's something else I want you to see.
但是还有一些我想大家能够看到。
Down in verse 14,
在第14节，
it says, all these were with one accord.
说他们同心合意。
In fact, you go through this chapter, verse 6, it says they had come together.
实际上你如果看这一章的话，第六节说他们聚集在一起。
Verse 12 says they, a group, went back to Jerusalem.
然后十二节说他们一起回到耶路撒冷。
Verse 13, they, the group, went to the upper room.
然后十三节说他们这一群人上到了楼上一间楼房。
Verse 14, they were with one accord.
然后十四节说他们同心合意。
And when we get to chapter 2, they, the group, were all together in one place.
然后我们看第二章说他们这些门徒们聚集在一处。
They were confused and they didn't know what to do.
这些门徒们很困惑，他们不知道该做什么。
But they knew they needed one another.
但他们知道他们需要彼此。
The second thing I want to say to you to do when you don't know what to do.
所以第二件事我想告诉你们的就是在你们不知道该如何做的时候。
Share your burdens.As a church.
让我们作为一个教会彼此分担。
You read through Acts, they face persecution and so they pray together.
如果你通读使徒行传，你看到他们面对各样的逼迫，他们一起来祷告。
Some of them lose their jobs, lose their homes, so they provide for one another.
然后有些人他们失掉了工作，他们失掉了住所，他们就彼此来支持。
They face difficult decisions, so they meet together and advise one another.
然后他们面对难处的时候，他们也彼此聚集来互相的提供意见。
When they don't know what to do, they share their burdens.
当他们不知道该怎么做的时候，他们分享彼此的重担。
Now, I really wish we were together in the sanctuary, because I would like to ask you to raise your hands. How many of you that's easy to do?
我真希望我们能够在教堂里面敬拜，这样子我就可以让大家来举手回答这个问题，就是有多少人觉得这样彼此分担重担是很容易的？
For some of us, for some of you, that's very easy to do.
对于我们或你们当中的一些人来说，这可能是很容易的。
Yes, it's easy for me to ask for prayer. Yes, it's easy to say I need help.
对你来说，是的，求人，请人代祷很容易，请人帮忙也很容易。
But some of us would not raise our hands.
但是我们有些人是不会这样举手的。
It's not easy for us.
对我们来说不容易。
In times of trouble, we just kind of go off in our corner and hide.
在难处的时候，我们好像就退缩到自己的小角落里，躲在那里。
Thomas was like that.
多马就是那样子的。
The reason he wasn't in the room together when Jesus appeared after the resurrection...
当主耶稣复活向门徒显现的时候，多马没有和门徒们在一起。
I think he was so heartbroken and he did not want to be with a bunch of people, so he just went off by himself.
我想可能就是因为多马实在太伤心了，他不愿意跟这么多人待在一起，就独自一人出去了。
I understand that.
我很理解多马。
That's me.
因为我就是这样子。
Just leave me alone, I'm confused and in trouble.
我就面对难处，我很困惑的时候，你就别来惹我。
But Acts teaches me that in times of trouble, we need one another.
但是使徒行传教会我，当遇到困难的时候，我们需要彼此。
It's hard.
这很难。
It is very humbling.To say, I need help.
因为真的要谦卑下来才能说我需要帮忙。
I hate that. I want to say, I can fix this.
我很讨厌这样，我想说，哎，我自己搞得定。
But Acts teaches, if you are hurting, please let the church help.
但是使徒行传告诉我们说，如果你在受伤， 请让教会来帮助你。
Don't try to carry your burdens alone.
不要尝试自己独自负着那重担。
Don't try to hide the pain.
也不要尝试把伤痛隐藏起来。
Part of being the church is saying, I need help.
我们作为教会其中一个很重要的部分就是说我需要帮助。
What do you do when you don't know what to do? You share your burden with your brothers and sisters in Christ.
当你不知道该怎么办的时候，你怎么做呢？就是和你主内的弟兄姐妹来分享你的重担。
Verse 14 shows us something else to do when you don't know what to do.
第十四节还告诉我们一件事，就是在你不知道该怎么办的时候要做什么。
All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer.
那就是这些同心合意的人，他们在什么？他们在恒切的祷告。
When you don't know what to do,You pray.
当你不知道该做什么的时候，你祷告。
Now, before I look at what they did in Acts, I want to look at today.
那我们在看他们在使徒行传当中是做怎么做的之前，我们来看一下我们今天。
See if this sounds familiar.
你听一下这个是不是听上去很耳熟？
What do you do when you are confused and upset about the troubles in our world?
如果你对我们这个世界上的问题感到困惑或者沮丧的时候，你怎么办呢？
You fret and you worry and you lose sleep.
你可能会烦恼，会担心，然后失眠。
You read as much as you can on Facebook and WeChat about the problems.
然后你就在脸书、在微信上读各种各样的关于这些问题的信息。
Talk to other people who are upset.
然后你和别的同样沮丧的人来分享。
And become more and more discouraged and even physically ill over the trouble.
然后因为这个难处，因为这些动荡，你就变得更加的灰心，甚至身体都出了问题。
That's our approach.
就好像就是我们的方法。
Look at what Acts does.
那我们看看《使徒行传》里是怎么说的呢？
One of the times...This month that I read through the book of Acts, all I looked for was, how do they respond to trouble?
所以当这个月我读使徒行传的时候，我特别留意他们是如何应对难处，应对麻烦的。
And here's what I found.
我就发现以下这些经文。
Chapter 1, they're confused, so they pray.
第一章，他们很困惑，然后他们恒切祷告。
Chapter 4, there's persecution, so they pray.
然后第四章他们面对逼迫然后他们祷告
Chapter 12 their pastor's arrested so they pray
然后第十二章他们的牧者被逮捕然后他们祷告
Chapter 14 they need new leaders so they pray
然后第十四章他们需要一个新的领袖于是他们祷告
All through the book of Acts when they need help they pray
所以在整本啊《使徒行传》当中，他们需要帮助的时候，他们都祷告。
You see, they weren't afraid to go to God and say, "God, we're your children and we need help."
你看到吗？他们并不怕到神的面前说：“我们是你的孩子，我们需要帮忙。”
Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would come and be our helper, and so we're here to ask for His help.
主耶稣应许说圣灵会来成为我们的帮助者，所以我们在这里就祈求他的帮助。
A few months ago, I talked to you about prayer.
几个月前我曾经在这里分享过关于祷告的一个信息。
When Jesus tells the story about the widow woman who comes to the judge and says, I need help.
然后我们就讲到说耶稣曾经讲过的那个切求的寡妇和不义的官的故事。
He says, "Go away."
然后这个寡妇就跟那个官说：“我需要帮忙。”然后那官人说：“走开。
”I'm an important judge, and you're just a poor old widow woman.
我是一个很重要的官，你只是个穷寡妇。
But because she kept asking, finally the judge gave her what she asked for.
但是因为这妇人切切的恳求，所以这不义的官最后来为她伸冤。
But when he told that story, Jesus said something wonderful.
但当主耶稣讲这个故事的时候，他说
He said to the disciples, and he says to us.
主耶稣是这样对门徒们说，也是这样对我们说
God is not an unjust judge. He is your loving heavenly father.
说神不是那位不公义的审判官，他是你慈爱的天父。
And God said to them and to us, you are not a widow woman with no legal rights. You are a child of the judge.
而主耶稣，我们的天父也对我们说，你们不是那无权无势的穷寡妇，你们是那审判官的孩子。
So don't be afraid to ask.
所以不要害怕来求。
God is happy to give justice to his children.
神很愿意为他的孩子们来伸冤。
When your child comes to you and asks for something,
当你的孩子到你面前问你要东西的时候,
you want to help them.
你是很愿意帮助他们的。
You don't want them to be afraid to ask.
你不想让他们害怕来问你要东西。
You want them to ask.In confidence.
你希望他们能够有信心来找你。
As we face challenging times,
所以当我们面对这样有挑战的时刻,
as a church, we must be a church that prays.
作为一个教会,我们必须要做一个祷告的教会。
One of the things that has been very encouraging to me at Palm Beach is the Sunday morning prayer meetings.
在我们华人教会有一点让我很受鼓舞的事情，就是我们主日早上的祷告会。
I don't know Chinese, so I don't know what gets said in those prayer meetings.
我听不懂中文，也不知道你们在祷告会当中到底说了什么。
But I'm always encouraged by those meetings because I am convinced that healthy churches are churches that pray together.
但是我每次经历这样祷告会都深受鼓舞，因为我相信健康的教会是祷告的教会。
When we don't know what to do, we must pray.
当我们不知道该怎么办的时候，我们必须要祷告。
In your personal life, make it a habit.
在你个人的生活中，让祷告成为一个习惯。
This year I have been trying to learn that.
今年我也在努力学习这一点。
Because I find that for me, it's easy to get up in the morning and have devotions.
我觉得对我来说，早上起来去灵修。
Pray before a meal.
然后吃饭之前祝祷。
Maybe pray before bed.
或者是晚上睡觉之前祷告。
And that's all.
就是这样，很简单。
This year, I put on my phone a little app.
然后今年我就在我手机上下载了一个小的应用程序。
Every 2 hours, it buzzes.
然后每过两个小时，它就响提醒我。
Depending on what I'm doing.
当然也取决于我正在做什么事情。
If I'm studying, I'll stop and pray. God, I just want to remember you are with me.
如果我正在学习，我就停下来，然后祷告说：“神啊，我希望我能够知道你与我同在。”
Sometimes I might be talking to someone, and when it buzzes, I'll just silently say, "God, make this meeting a good time of that glorifies you."
有的时候，或许我正在跟人谈话，然后那个手机响了，我就在脑子里自己对神说：“神啊，让这个谈话是能够荣耀你的。”
I am trying to learn to make prayer part of my daily life.
我在努力地让祷告成为我每天日常生活的一部分。
Not just something I do as a daily routine, but something that is part of every hour of my life.
不是说只是很常规的我每天只要祷告，而是成为我生活每一个小时的一部分。
Let me look at one more thing that we do when we don't know what to do.
然后接下来让我们再看一件当我们不知道该怎么做的时候要做什么。
When we don't know what to do, we obey what we already know.
我们看说当我们不知道该怎么做的时候，我们首先要顺服我们已知的。
We share our burdens with other believers.
我们和弟兄姐妹分享我们的重担。
We pray.
我们祷告。
And the last thing I want to say is when you don't know what to do, you wait for God's timing.
最后一件我想说的是当你不知道该做什么的时候你等候神的时间。
In Acts 1 verse 4, Jesus told them to wait in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传一章四节主耶稣告诉他们说要等在耶路撒冷等候父所应许的圣灵。
When we come to Acts 2 verse 1, it says, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place.
在使徒行传第二章一节说到五旬节到了门徒都聚集在一处。
They were waiting.For the promise.
他们在等待那应许。
Now again, that sounds easy, but it's not.
是的，是，听上去很容易，但实际很难。
For some of us, waiting is hard.
对于我们有些人来说，等真的是很难。
Peter was hyperactive.
彼得就是一个就是过度活跃的人。
He didn't want to wait, he wanted to go preach.
他可不想等，他想马上就去讲道。
Jesus said, "Go make disciples." Peter's ready to go.
主耶稣说去使万人做门徒，彼得马上就准备出发了。
But here's what I want you to see.
但是我想让你们能看到。
If Peter had not waited for Pentecost, his ministry would have been a failure.
如果彼得没有耐心的等到五旬节，那他的服事很有可能就是失败的。
He would have been preaching without the power of the Holy Spirit, and he would have failed.
他的讲道很可能没有圣灵的能力，就完全是失败的。
Peter would have ended up back in Galilee fishing.
很有可能彼得就会回到加利利去捕鱼。
He had to wait for God's timing.
他必须要等候神的时间。
I thought about the Apostle Paul.
我也想到了就是使徒保罗。
He's converted on the road to Damascus. He goes out into the desert and spends 3 years studying the scriptures.
然后他在去大马士革的路上信主之后，在旷野中花了三年的时间来学习经文。
And now he's ready to preach.
现在他已经准备好要去传道了。
And God says, wait.
但神说再等等。
If you read through Acts with a timeline, you'll see there's a 10-year missing gap.
如果你读《使徒行传》的时候注意时间的话，你会看到中间有一个十年的时间。
10 years where Paul is waiting.
这十年保罗都在等待。
Now again, he was active.
你知道保罗是一个很这个积极的人。
You read the story of Paul and you realize he was one of these people who says, lead, follow, or get out of my way.
如果你读使徒行传，你就会发现保罗是什么样的人。他就是你或者领导或者跟随，如果不的话你就离开我，你就走开。
And instead God says, just sit there and wait.
但是神却告诉他，你就在那儿待着等着。
That was hard.
这对保罗来说太难了。
But God was preparing him and teaching him lessons for the ministry he would have.
但是神在这当中来预备他，来教导他各样的功课，为着他将来的服事做准备。
I love what happens to Paul over in Acts 16.
我很喜欢接下来《使徒行传》第十六章所讲的。
He comes back from the first missionary journey.
保罗结束他第一次的旅行步道。
He reports to the church at Antioch and he's ready to go again.
他向安提阿的教会做了述职，然后准备要再次出发。
Paul, Silas, Timothy, they go and they visit the churches that they planted on the first journey.
然后保罗、希拉、提摩太他们出发先去到了之前他们所建立的教会。
And now they want to go further.
他们现在想要去更远的地方。
Paul wants to go into the province of Asia.
保罗想要去到亚细亚。
That's an important province with some important big cities.
那个地方很重要，因为有很多很重要的大城市。
The Spirit says no.
但圣灵却不允许。
So he decides to go east into Bithynia. The Spirit says no.
于是保罗他们决定往东去到比推尼，但是圣灵依然不许。
So they end up in the city of Troas, just waiting.
所以他们最后只能在一个叫做特罗亚的地方等着。
I know Paul was frustrated.
我能想到保罗当时候他有多难受。
I want to do something.
他说我多想干点什么呀。
But when you don't know what to do, you must wait for God's timing.
但是当你不知道该做什么的时候，你一定要等候神的时间。
Chapter 16, verse 9, a vision appeared to Paul at night, a man of Macedonia saying, come over into Macedonia and help us.
在使徒行传16章第9节说，在夜间有异象现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来，来帮助我们。
And I love what it says.
我很喜欢经文里所记载的。
And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go on to Macedonia.
说保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去。
I love that immediately.
我很喜欢这个随即。
I can just imagine Paul at 4 o'clock in the morning shaking Silas and Timothy saying, wake up!
我都能想象早上四点的时候保罗把这个希拉和提摩太摇醒。
Pack your bags. The Holy Spirit showed me where to go. I want to get out of here.
然后说，哎，赶紧把你的行李收拾一下。圣灵已经告诉我们该去哪儿了，然后我们赶紧走吧。
Here's why that's so important.
这个为什么如此的重要呢？
When they go to Macedonia, they plant the first church on European soil.
因为他们去到马其顿的时候，在那里建立了欧洲大陆的第一间教会。
From there, the gospel is going to go all through the Roman Empire.
也是从那里福音传遍了整个罗马帝国。
Hundreds of years later, it's going to go from Europe to America.
然后几百年后又从欧洲传到了美洲大陆。
And the truth is, I'm a Christian because Paul waited for the Spirit's guidance when he didn't know what to do next.
事实上，我如今能变成一个基督徒，正是因为当保罗不知道该怎么做的时候，他等候神的带领。
What do you do when you don't know what to do? You wait.
当你不知道该怎么做的时候，怎么办呢？你就等待。
God, I need you to show me what to do.
说神啊，我需要你来告诉我该做什么。
I need you to show me the next step.
我需要你告诉我下一步该去哪里。
And then you wait.
然后你就等待。
My father was a pastor.
我的父亲是一位牧师。
When I was about 10 years old, my dad was in a difficult situation at the church where he pastored.
我大概十岁的时候，我父亲在他所牧养的教会里经历了一个非常艰难的时刻。
I didn't know what was wrong.
我不知道发生了什么。
My dad wouldn't tell me, didn't tell me anything.
我父亲什么也没给我讲。
But my friends at school would say, my daddy doesn't like your dad.
但是我学校里的同学跟我说，我爸真是不喜欢你爸。
My mom said, your dad is a bad pastor.
我妈甚至都说，我妈妈说你爸爸是一个不好的牧师。
One night I could hear my dad and mom talking in the next room and they were getting ready to move.
有一天晚上我听到我父母在隔壁的房间说话，他们好像准备要搬家了。
My dad was tired of preaching to people who didn't like him.
我父亲真是受够了向不喜欢他的人来讲道。
But one night, an old lady from our church named Miss Harvey came to our house.
然后有一天晚上，我们教会一位年长的姐妹叫哈维女士就来到我们家。
She and my dad went outside on the porch and talked for a long time.
然后她和我父亲就在门口聊了很长时间。
And I saw my dad start to relax the next week.
然后接下来一周，我就发现我父亲好像慢慢的放松了下来。
People were still angry with my dad.
那些人对我父亲还是很生气。
But he quit thinking about moving.
但是我父亲也没有再想要搬家的事情。
Eventually, things started to calm down.
然后慢慢的，这个冲突也就平息了下来。
It was about 2 years later, God called my dad to another church.
然后大概过了两年，神又呼召我的父亲去另外一间教会。
And then he moved.
然后他就离开了。
But by that time, some of my friends said, you know, my dad is really sorry that your dad is moving.
但是当我们离开的时候，我的有些朋友跟我说，哎呀，我爸爸对于你父亲的离开真的感觉很难过。
God had brought peace into that church, brought peace to my father.
神将平安带到了那间教会，也将平安带到了我父亲的心里。
Years later, I talked to my dad about what happened.
然后很多年之后，我和我父亲又聊起这件事。
And I told him I remembered Miss Harvey coming to our house, and I said, what did she tell you?
然后我跟他说，我记得哈维姐妹来我们家，她跟你说了什么呀？
He said, she asked me what I was going to do, and I told her I was going to leave.
然后父亲就说，他问我出了什么事情，我决定怎么办，然后我就说我准备要离开了。
She asked, did God tell you to leave?
然后他问我说，是神要你离开的吗？
I said, no, but the people don't like me.
然后我说，不是啊，但这儿的人都不喜欢我。
And Miss Harvey said,
然后哈维姐妹就说,
You don't know what to do.
你不知道该怎么做。
So just wait.
所以你就等待。
Be still.
安静下来。
Don't fight your battles.
不要为自己来辩护。
Just let God be God.
让神做神。
Wait for his timing.
来等候神的时间。
This morning, I don't know what battles you face.
今天早上我不知道你面临怎样的征战。
But probably, some of you are facing battles.
但或许你们当中的某些人正在面对困境。
Your marriage is difficult and you want to walk out.
你的婚姻摇摇欲坠，你想要脱身。
Your job is difficult and you want to quit.
你的工作很艰难，你想要辞职。
Your church isn't doing everything just like you want and you want to find a different church.
你的教会没有按照你所喜欢的方式来做事情，你就想要换一间教会。
Can I say to you?
那么让我来告诉你。
If you don't know what to do, wait for God.
如果你不知道该怎么做，那就等候神。
Let him work.
让神来做工。
Because sometimes the best thing we can do is nothing. Just wait.
因为有些时候我们能做的最好的事情就是什么都不做而等待。
You see, being a disciple isn't always about how busy we are doing things.
你知道吗？做门徒并不在乎我们有多么忙碌地去做每一件事情。
Sometimes being a disciple is waiting and letting God do his work.
有的时候做门徒就是等候神的时间，让神来做他的工。
Let him work in your marriage. Let him work in your job. Let him work in your church.
让他在你的婚姻当中动工，在你的工作当中动工，在你的教会中动工。
Wait for him.
等候神。
Every year on the last day of December, I sit down and I look back over the year.
在每一年年末的时候，我都会坐下来，然后回顾这一年。
And I write down 10 goals for the next year.
然后我也会写下来对于新的一年我的十个目标。
I've done that as long as I can remember.
我基本从记事开始就这样做了。
But this year I did it differently.
但是今年我做的有一些不一样。
I sat down.
我还是坐下来。
And I started my list.
然后开始要列。
And when I got to number 9.
当我写到第九件事情的时候，
I have my list right here. I've got 9 of them.
我只有九件事情在上面。
And number 10 is blank.
第十项我把它留白了。
And I pray, God, I don't know what 2021 is going to be.
然后我就说，神啊，我不知道2021年会是什么样的。
And so I'm going to leave number 10 blank.
所以我就把第十项就空在这里。
I'm going to leave that for you to fill in.
我就把它留给你来填满。
Because I really don't know what to expect this year.
因为我真的不知道2021年我该期待什么。
I know that 1 year ago, I certainly never predicted a pandemic.
因为我知道一年前我怎么也不会想到有这样的疫情。
I never predicted the change that came into my family's life.
我也没有想到我们家所要经历的这些变故。
And so I'm not going to make any predictions for 2021.
所以我对2021年也不要再做任何的预测。
I'm going to set my goals and I'm going to do my best.
我就是有我的目标，然后尽我的努力。
But then, I'm going to wait and trust your goodness.
然后接下来我就是等候，信靠你的良善。
I don't know where each of you are in your life.
我不知道你们在你们的生命中是怎样的情况。
But I know that we don't know what the year holds.
但是我知道当我们不明白接下来的一年会发生什么的时候。
And I imagine some of you are like the disciples and like me. You're a little bit confused about the future.
我想你们当中可能有些人像那时候的门徒一样，也像我一样，对未来会有很多的困惑。
You want to be a faithful disciple.
你想要做一个忠心的门徒。
But you don't know what to do.
但你不知道该怎么开始。
Do this.
那你能做的是什么呢？
Obey what you already know.
我顺服我们已经知道的。
Share your burdens with the church.
与你的教会分享你的重担。
Rely on prayer.
可以靠着祷告。
And then wait and trust God's timing.
我们相信并等候神的时间。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
God, as we come into this new year, there are many questions.
主啊，当我们开始新的一年的时候，我们有很多的疑问。
There are questions for our country, there are questions for our church, there are questions in our own personal lives.
我们有这些疑问，有关于我们的国家，关于我们的教会，关于我们个人的生活。
Many of us are uncertain and sometimes even afraid of the future.
我们很多人对未来有各样的不确定，甚至有一些恐惧。
Lord, as we enter this year, would you help us to trust you?
主啊，当我们开始新的一年的时候，求你来帮助我们信靠你。
To do what we already know to do.
让我们去做我们已经知道所当行的。
And then to trust you with our future.
将我们的未来放在你的手上。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。